This is Dr. Stephen Lambert speaking to you about my newest book, Dunamis, Power from On High, Receiving the Baptism in the Holy Spirit and Fire. Millions of Christians around the world at this very moment are earnestly, and in some cases, desperately, crying out for God's help in real, overwhelming needs in their life, on the premise that it is divine intervention they need to bring answers and resolution to their problems. But the truth is that Jesus said the kingdom of God is within every believer who has been regenerated, that is, born again by the infusion of the Holy Spirit in their human spirit. Included in the kingdom or domain of God, the spirit realm, is the authority and power of God. Thus, the fact is that within every spirit-baptized believer is the same authority and power that Jesus himself operated in to heal the sick, halt, paralyzed, open blind eyes and deaf ears, cleanse lepers, cast out demons, raise the dead, feed the 5,000 and 3,000, and walk on water. Astoundingly, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is available to every spirit-baptized believer. The incontrovertible fact is that all of the power and the authority of the kingdom of God is available to every born-again, spirit-baptized believer. Jesus was the heavenly prototype of the sons of God. As the heavenly prototype of the sons of God, Jesus received the power he needed to perform the works of power, miracles, signs, and wonders he performed throughout his personal earthly ministry when he received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. In so doing, Jesus set the precedent for every other son of God or believer to likewise receive the power he operated in through the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire, in order to fulfill his word that the works that he did shall believers also do, and even greater works shall they do. Everything Jesus did during his bodily earthly visitation, he did not do as God, but as a human, filled with and baptized in the Holy Spirit. All valid and genuine ministry since his ascension is merely an extension, an ongoing completion of Jesus's ministry. Thus, the only way to perform genuine ministry of the Spirit is by and through the agency of the same Holy Spirit Jesus operated through. When Jesus received the baptism in the Holy Spirit upon being baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, whereupon the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the tangible form of a dove, the voice of God the Father reverberated from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This event happened to demonstrate that everyone who desires to likewise become a spiritual son of God who is well-pleasing to God the Father must likewise receive of the same baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire that Jesus received. There is no other way to be well-pleasing to God than to follow in the footsteps of the heavenly model and likewise receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus himself testified to the early disciples, and by extension, to every other disciple since then, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be my witnesses." Acts 1:8. The only way to be effective witnesses of the resurrected Christ, that he is not dead, but he is alive evermore, is through the power that you receive through the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. The matter of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is without question the most controversial matter in the annals of church history. And for centuries, the deceiver, Satan, has deceived people into thinking that the matter of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is a denominational or sectarian issue, and thereby has kept multitudes of believers from receiving the supernatural power of God in their lives that the baptism in the Holy Spirit brings into believers' lives, because the last thing on earth that Satan wants is more believers to be empowered with the power of God in the manner that Jesus was, lest they perform the works that Jesus did, and even greater works to destroy the works of the devil, as Jesus did in his appearance. Make no mistake about it, Satan and all the demons of hell are literally and indescribably terrorized by the thought of myriads of spirit-empowered believers being manifested upon the earth in these last days, which is a sign of destruction for him and his kingdom. Don't you be deceived by the deceiver. The matter of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is not a denominational issue. Rather, it is a deception issue. You simply cannot have the power that you need to live the Christian life in its fullness as Jesus lived it. Resist and defeat the devil in your life as Jesus did in his, and perform the works of power that Jesus performed without receiving the power of the Holy Spirit Jesus himself received. Without all of God, which includes God the Holy Spirit, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Do not remain a powerless victim of the devil's deception. Read this book, Dunamis Power from On High, to find out how you too can receive the power of God into your life that comes through the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. Order your copy today. Then order copies for every member of your family and for every friend who has not yet received the incredible gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. This is Dr. Stephen Lambert.